So as mentioned early, now I'm back on the PowerPoint, there will be some individuals born during this time who will obey outwardly, but inwardly their hearts will be in rebellion against the king, Jesus sitting on the throne. At the end of the 1,000 years, Satan will be loosed from the bottomless pit. Sadly, those who did not get saved during the millennium will follow after Satan and end up eternally condemned. So I think that, you know, this is one of the saddest things about the millennium, is that people had 1,000 years with Jesus being on the throne, and instead of them submitting their heart to him in humility and totally, they will continue to rebel.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us for the first half of the Millennium Part 2. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of the Millennium Part 2.
Of the book is Heaven, Answers for Today, Hope for Tomorrow. And I go through the scriptures and I talk about heaven and what it's going to be like. You know, what kind of bodies are we going to have in heaven? You know, what will our relationships be like in heaven? You know, will our pets be in heaven? You know, I answer one question that was kind of a sensitive one. And that was, you know, a lady asked one time, she had an abortion. And she wondered if she would see her child in heaven. So, you know, I deal with that question. How old will we be in heaven? So, you know, I go through a lot of things and answer questions from the Bible. You know, a lot of people, they want to turn to Hollywood and they want to hear about somebody that died and went to heaven and came back and told the story. Now, even that one, I think they made a movie about the little boy that he said that he was went to heaven, and they he came back and he was telling people about it. And I believe I read somewhere, and maybe somebody out there can correct me if I'm wrong, that he actually made this made the stuff up, and that people thought that, you know, he was telling the truth. So, you know, again, you know, we, you know, human beings will turn to anywhere, especially even sometimes they'll turn to the internet, you know, to find information. And while there are some reliable sources on the internet, and there is truth on the internet, you know, I wouldn't turn to the internet to be my source of supply. You know, I would always want to check it out, you know, with somebody that I know is reputable, and that's going to tell me the truth. Because, you know, and I think that that's a problem. I thank God at Bethany, we have young people that love the Lord. So, you know, I want to begin by saying that, and that young people that are seeking the truth, and I have the opportunity to talk with them and work with them as being their pastor. But there's a whole lot of young people that are taking their theology off of the internet. And they are believing, you know, all this foolishness that's out there because they read it on the internet. So, you know, again, the book that I wrote on heaven deals with biblical facts about heaven. Now, I will say this, and I see somebody said that we have no more heaven books, but that's Naomi, did the shipment come in yet? Okay, it's supposed to be in today. Okay. We're supposed to have a new shipment in on heaven. So, you know, if you're looking for a book, you know, they should be in today. But I said all that to say this, that before we go into the eternal state of heaven, now, when we die as Christians, you know, we go to be with the Lord. So, you know, and I believe the Lord is in heaven. So, you know, we go to be with the Lord in heaven. But before we go to heaven permanently, and I said all that about heaven to say this, is that, you know, we're going to come back here on this earth. And we're going to come back and be here for 1,000 years. And this is what we've been studying. We started studying it last week, and we're going to continue studying it today. And that is, we've been looking at the millennium, Christ's rule on this earth. So, you know, we ought to want to know about this time, what it's going to be like. And so we can talk to people intelligently. I remember years ago when I taught on the millennium, somebody made a comment to me. Well, I thought that when we went to heaven, we weren't coming back to this earth. Well, that's not true. You know, when we go to heaven, you know, we'll be there. And then at the end of a time period called the tribulation, we'll come back to earth. And we're going to look at this in a little more detail today. And that is the fact that we as God's people, we as saints, as believers, as Christians, that we will rule and reign with Christ during this time. So that's going to be something exciting. So we looked at some of these things last year. Revelation 20 verses 4 and 5 talks about 1,000 years, right? And six times in Revelation 20, it said 1,000 years, 1,000 years, 1,000 years. And notice what Revelation 20, 4 and 5 said, Jesus Christ will reign on the earth for 1,000 years. And they lived, now here, look at this, praise God. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So again, we're gonna look at that a little bit in some detail a little bit later, but we're going to rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. Now the word millennium is not found in the Bible. So if I was to ask the saints, the Bible scholars that are on this Zoom call this afternoon, what other two words are not found in the Bible that we hold dear? And you all would say, because I know you know it, you all would say the rapture, that word is not found in the Bible. And you would say the Trinity, that word is not found in the Bible. Now, we know that the concept of the rapture and the Trinity is embedded in the scripture, but the word is not found in the Bible. So likewise, the word millennium is not found in the Bible. Actually, it's a Latin word, and it comes from two words, mille annum, which means 1,000 years, the millennium. So this refers to a future time when Christ will literally reign on this earth for 1,000 years. And then we talked last week about the prophetic timeline, right? Right now, we are in the church age. The next event on God's calendar is the rapture. And that is where we'll be taken out and we'll go to heaven and we'll receive the believer's rewards and the marriage supper of the Lamb, while 7 years of tribulation will take place here on this earth. At the end of the tribulation will be the battle of Armageddon, and Christ will come back. We will come back with him, and then he will establish his kingdom for 1,000 years. And then at the end of the 1,000 years, Satan will be loosed, and he will deceive many. And then we will enter into eternity. Before we enter into eternity, we'll have the great white throne judgment, which we won't be at. That'll be for unsaved. And then we will enter into eternity. So that's a preview of what lies ahead as far as the prophetic calendar is concerned. And then last week we talked about post-millennial and amillennial. So you have the notes. You can go back and look at that. Now, here's something very important that we want to keep in mind. Who are the citizens of the millennium? Well, these are the righteous of all ages, the Jewish saints, Old Testament Gentiles who feared God, the church, the tribulation saints, anyone who has been saved throughout the history of time. that they will be in the millennium. And then there'll be a second group of people, as we talked about last week, that will be entered the millennial. And that are the people that come out of the tribulation, that the saved people that come out of the tribulation. They will still have human bodies, and they will continue to reproduce, and they will have children and grandchildren and great grandchildren and great great grandchildren. And these individuals will populate the millennial. So there's two groups of people that enter the millennium. They are the righteous of all ages, and then the saved who come out of the tribulation. So those are the two groups that enter the millennium. And then I read this quote from Dr. Wilmington last week, and this is in your notes also. We looked at, you know, what are some designations? Again, the word millennium is not in the Bible, but the concept is, in Daniel, it's the stone that's cut without hands. In Matthew, our Father which art in heaven, thy kingdom come. It's the kingdom that Jesus said we should pray for, the Father's kingdom. The regeneration is another word for the millennium. Times of refreshing, the restitution of all things, the glory of the Son of Man, and a return to Eden. These are all things, or these are all designations for the millennium. So again, let me assure you that even though the word millennium is not in the Bible, the concept of the millennium is permeates throughout. Okay. And then I talked about this, my song, Joy to the World. And we said that that was not a Christmas song, that is a millennial song. And so we sing it during Christmas, and, you know, we will probably continue to sing it during Christmas. But I just want y'all to know, next time you sing it, that you know that this song is not about Christmas. This song is not about the incarnation. This song is not about the birth of Jesus Christ in the manger. That this song is not about that, but it's actually talking about the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. All right. So we looked at this last week. Man will be free from temptation during the millennial. Satan will be bound, and man will not have to deal with the outward temptation like Adam and Eve had to deal with in the garden. We said there will be peace on earth. We looked at that, peace on earth. So now here we come to this point in our study where we're going to pick it up here, that during the millennial, that it will be a time of holiness. People will live holy lives. Now, again, let me remind you that everyone during the millennium, only saved people will enter into the millennium, but there will be children that will be born during the millennium, and they will, you know, some of them will not be saved. So they will, the only reason they will exercise holiness is because that will be the order of the day. And Isaiah talked about this. He said in 35, verses 8 through 10, and a highway shall be there. Again, when is he talking about? Context, context, context. The millennial. A highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor ravenous beast shall go thereupon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. So there will be, you know, the order of the day for the millennium will be holiness. People will seek to live holy lives. Now, again, I want to say that not everybody will be holy, because some folk will not know Christ. Well, they'll know of Christ, but they will not have that personal relationship with him. So the millennium will be a time of holiness. I like this right here. It will be a time of unending joy. That one of the things that will characterize the millennium is joy. And you know, as you go through life, we go through our ups and downs, and some days may be a little heavier than other days. You know, have you ever had a day when it just seemed like nothing was going right, and it seemed like there was a heaviness that just came over your spirit? And you know, maybe you found out some bad news. Maybe you discovered a new ache or pain in your body. Maybe you broke up with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, and it just seemed like, you know, I can remember the first girlfriend that I had when I was in high school. And I was in 12th grade, and I remember when we broke up. Man, that thing messed me up, right? I mean, it was like my world came to an end, right? And there was just like this spirit of darkness that just came over. Now, you know, again, we get over that, right? You know, over our first loves. And then I met my wife in college, my college sweetheart, and we've been together ever since. But you know, again, I can remember that first girlfriend and the breakup and the heaviness that came as a result of that. And maybe you can remember that first boyfriend or that first girlfriend. But you know, in the millennial kingdom, you won't experience that. There'll be no breakups. There'll be no financial problems. There'll be no sickness in your body. There'll be no messed up relationships, right? That joy will be the order of the day. And Isaiah talked about this. Notice the things that he said in Isaiah 9:3. He compared the joy that is found in the time of harvest. You know, when people reap the harvest, that was a joyful time. You know, they were excited. Notice in Isaiah 14:7, he said, it's like the whole earth breaking forth in a song. You know, just whatever song, you know, just like that spirit of heaviness can come over us sometimes. Well, you know, sometimes when you sing in your favorite song, the joy that comes over you, how your soul is lifted. And the Bible says that the millennium will be like singing that song, that, you know, your spirit will just have that, be in that state of joy. It is being joyful over God's salvation, even in the night, even though there'll be no night. Is you know, the Bible said it's like singing songs in the night. You know, when you wake up in the night and you sing out to the Lord, and then it's like singing a new song to the Lord. It will just be a time of unending joy. Man, we look forward to that. You know, again, I'm not sure what you are facing today, what's in your spirit, but during the millennial, that you will not have to worry about depression, discouragement. You know, you won't have to deal with these things because it will be a time of joyfulness. I like this right here. And we've all seen this, that it will be a time of harmony within God's creation. You know, when Adam sinned, he not only affected him and Eve, but he also affected the creation. The Bible talked about the ground began to be resistant. You know, just think in the Garden of Eden that the ground was fruitful, right? It just yielded. You know, I believe Adam had the responsibility of tilling the land, but it wasn't hard. And then after Adam fell, God told him that by the sweat of your brow. So that means even as far as the ground was concerned, something changed as a result of the curse that came upon this earth. And not only that, but the roses, you know, now consisted of thorns and thistles, right? That's a part of the curse. And then even the animals became ferocious. And so during the millennium, the curse will be lifted and the harmony of creation will be restored. You know, you might see a lion walking down the street and you just go out there up to the lion and just stroke his mane, right? Now, if you see a lion walking down the street today, remember, you're not in the millennium. So don't go out there and try to mess with that lion or the bear. You know, it seems like there's more sightings of bears that are coming into people's houses, you know, coming on their porches, coming into their houses in certain areas. Don't mess with them bears, right? Don't mess. Now, during the millennium, you can open up your door, let them in your crib, right? Come on in, Yogi. Come on in, Boo-Boo. And, let them come in your house during the millennium. But today, no, you can't do it. Why? Because they're still under the curse. They're still laboring under the curse. Notice what Isaiah said. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together. So, you know, it says right there that the lion and the lamb shall lay down together. Now, what will happen if the lion and the lamb lay down together today? Well, something that's called lamb chops. That lion will be licking his chops because it's getting ready to have lamb for dinner, right? So when you go to Africa or you see these films of Africa, most of the time the animals are running from the gazelles, the zebras, other animals. They're running from the lion. Why? Because they know the lion is trying to hunt it down for food. But during the millennium, the lion and the lamb will lay down together. Notice it says here that even the lion, the calf, the leopard, the goat, the wolf, look what it says here, and a child, my, and a child shall lead them. A child shall be out in front and guide them and direct them. They'll be pets for the child, and the cow and the bear shall feed together. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, which is a snake, right? And the weaned child, we're talking about a child that just got finished nursing, right? A child that just got finished nursing, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. You know, again, I believe that was some form of reptile. The child will be able to do that and not have to worry about getting bitten. So there will be harmony during the 1,000-year reign. There will be harmony within creation. I know that there's a raccoon, and maybe you got a raccoon in your neighborhood, but this raccoon, man, it was getting in my trash and turning my trash over, pulling stuff out. You know, one day, my son, he parks his car by the trash can, and the raccoon actually pulled the trash out of the can onto the trunk of his car. And the next morning, you know, we came out and there was chicken bones and bread and stuff on my son's car. That raccoon had a good time. All right. So, you know, during the millennium, you know, the raccoon don't have to, you know, not gonna have to go through people's trash cans. You know, as of now, I know that we can't be cruel to animals, but, you know, sometimes you wish something bad happened to the raccoon. I'm not gonna do it, right? But make sure that don't go out on the tape. I don't want to get in trouble. But, you know, I'm not gonna do anything to the raccoon.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of the Millennium Part 2. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, the Millennium Part 2, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org. Request the Millennium Part 2. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request the Millennium Part 2. From our Bible Prophecy Series, 831-5060. Please keep in mind the entire series is made available by request. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send a financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, come from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.